So here we are, we're end of 50 days. Am I coming through that? No, still not coming through. Hang on, I'm going to check. I'm on now. Okay. Who's found it a good time? Those of us who've been doing it. Yeah? Excellent. Most of us, I think, have found it a really positive time. And if anything, I think it's been helpful as a church to go through this. We've called it a campaign. It's been helpful to go through together. I think a lot of the conversations that we've been having together have been around the topics that have come up. And I just want to begin, really, by talking where I personally started off, which was here, on a swing. Right at the very beginning of our time together, I shared a picture of which I still think is significant for us. And it's simply this. If you are a parent or even a child, you remember that actually when you were on a swing and the swing is still, it's actually very hard to get the momentum going. You can do it. You can sort of swing the legs and you can swing back and you can swing forward and you can kind of get it going. But if you're a 4 or 5 year old, actually that level of coordination is a bit difficult to get. And what you really want to do is to have someone push you. And I'm a father of twins, and I remember when Molly and Callum were both very small. The problem is I've only got one pair of arms, two arms. And so it's very difficult then to push them both at the same time. And so you would push one and the other one then would try frantically flapping their legs to get going. And the sense I've got over our season together is simply this, that my kids would say, "Dad, would you push me?" And I sense God would say to us, "I would love to push you if you ask." And as you know, I'm sure it's the same with us all around. It must be a universal experience. The more you're pushed, the further you're pushed, actually, the better fun it is. Yeah? The kids go, "Yay!" And they get pushing harder and harder and harder. They say, "Dad, push me quicker, quicker, quicker." And I think God is really wants to encourage us. And I say this because actually, the season we've gone through has not been self-help. Okay, it hasn't been self-help. It's not about flapping our legs madly. Okay, it has been about asking God to come and help us. And so I want to encourage us this morning. If you've got stories of how God has helped you and encouraged you over these last 50 days, we would love to hear them. But just as we begin our time together, I want to just encourage you to actually ask God, "Would you help me even now? Would you come and by your Spirit help me? Help me as I worship. But what are the areas of change that perhaps I need to put through in my life?" And ask God to help. So as we come and we worship again this morning. In fact, why don't we stand? Let's just stand together. I tell you what, by the end of today, you're going to feel like Anglicans because they're going to make you stand up, sit down, stand up. You'll love it. But why don't we just close our eyes and settle ourselves. Father God, my prayer for us now as a church, Lord, is that you would push us. Lord, like a child on a swing, our desire is to get that kind of momentum, to enjoy that fun. And so, Lord, we ask, Holy Spirit, would you come and be with us? Lord, would you search us? Would you equip us and would you encourage us? Help us to worship, we pray. Amen.